When I was in college, I went on my school's Mexico program, and I remember I lived with a family in this little town called Cuautla, Morelos, middle of nowhere, dusty dirt roads kind of place. And I remember riding a combi home one day and looking out the front window. A combi's a little bus. Looking out the front window and driving along this bouncy thing and seeing this guy walking along the side of the road, and he was wearing high top black Chucks. This is like in the land of, people this tall wearing long braids, And we pass him, and he's got this shock of curly hair that you wouldn't believe. Those people who have like the insanely curly hair, and it's long, so it's kind of like this. And I swear I fell for this guy in that bus looking out the window. And it turns out he lived very close to the family I was living in, and I met him. And I spent the next 5 years, more or less, completely under his spell. And I later went home, moved back to Mexico, coincidentally with Josh Riley, who told the story about the mom, Alice Lee Packwood Spurgeon, Walter Riley, Winslow Duncan. And we lived together in this house, and for 2 whole years, it was like made of tile, that kind of crazy painted tile. The house itself was like a royal blue on the outside with maroon edging, and like it was unbelievable. It was like a dream, right? We had made these. I think I told this the last time I was at the Stoop, but we had made these labels to go on the rises of the stairs that said, "Do not go gently into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light." So you'd see it rising up. And this guy, Ezequiel, which is the Mexican form of Ezekiel, Ezequiel, he would lean against a wall and smoke a cigarette and just very casually in conversation open his breast pocket and ash into it. Oh my God, it was like the hottest thing in the whole world, right? So we were in this house for 2 years with various and sundry crazinesses, and we decided to move home finally. And because I really wanted to go work for NPR, and I had previously been working for a telenovela called Demasiado Corazón, and so we packed all our stuff in this car. I had this cherry red Volkswagen Jetta, and it had no air conditioning. And one time when we had sort of spontaneously gone to Acapulco, halfway there, the entire exhaust system of the car had fallen out from under it. So it sounded like a Cessna, really. And so we packed this car with the contents of like a three-floor house. And we really couldn't fit everything in, so we put them in black plastic trash bags and just like shoved into every corner. And then when we got down to my clothes, we had to empty the trash bag, right, Josh? And take a broom handle and shove the clothes in between the cracks of everything. So that later, if you took anything out, it was really fascinating. You could take out like a round box, and there would be this round, perfect hole with the formed by my clothes, which had been shoved in. So we drove home back to Annapolis, and it takes about 3 days, four days to do that. Anyway, as long as you drive 80 miles an hour through the desert, it doesn't take that long. So hot desert, 101 degrees, the windows down because we have no air conditioning. And oh, the person who sat in the back seat had to hold the giant disco ball in their lap. The one thing that separated Ezequiel and I was that I hate pot. I really can't stand it. It makes me feel like everyone in the room is whispering about me. Like, "Oh my God, she's such an idiot." right? But he loved pot, loved, loved, loved it. So when we got close to the border and I'm like thinking about my future journalism career, I said to Ezequiel, you really have to get rid of the pot now because we're about to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. And, you know, if you are an American and you get caught with drugs in Mexico, the consulate is not going to come out and save your ass. They're going to be like, bye-bye. You know, it's over. So he is in the back seat of the car with the disco ball, and he takes out this Altoid tin, and which had like mostly just like little like crappy leaves and dust, basically pot dust in it. And both Josh and I vividly remember him saying, "Goodbye, pot," and leaning out the window, holding it out the window, and it goes whoosh, back into the car. This giant whirlwind of marijuana covering every single thing we owned in this light dusting of pulverized, atomized weed. This is about 1 mile from the border. Right, so we're like, oh, fuck! And there's nothing you can do at that point. We just drove to the border, and they have these little, like, carports you drive into, and we could, I swear we could see the German shepherds, like, freaking out. They're like, rawr, 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 as we get closer. Rawr, 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 rawr. And the border agents, of course, were like, fuera del carro, you know. They're like, out. You get out of the car. So we get out of the car, and they took every last thing out of that jam-packed car. And they put an entire German Shepherd in the trunk and an entire German Shepherd in the main part of the car. And the German Shepherds are like, they're like freaking out, right? But there's like no one thing that they could find because it was everywhere. It was like completely everywhere. And I swear they have these machines that will cut cars in half. And it's like over there, it's like this big craney thing with like a, but they considered cutting our car in half because they knew something had happened with this car. And finally, when they could not find a thing, they just left us to, they're like, all right, go ahead. And so it took us, I think, like 3 hours to repack our stuff and get it in this car. And I've never felt so relieved in my entire life getting through that. And the last, like, the kicker is we got all the way back to Annapolis, and we finally, you know, days later after this, and he opened his suitcase, and right on top of his suitcase there was like a little plastic sandwich bag with a big fat bud of pot on it. And to this day I think that's my career right there. It's like that one thing. Anyway, thank you.